ואלה המשפטים אשר תוסים לפני זה בוחר הרד פה רב שולם פוורסקי אני וזה בוחר אין פונוביץ' בפאר ואין פונוביץ' ביל 50 pounds English pounds so the one that asked the Chazanish what to do with it Bocher found 50 pounds. What to do with the money? So the Chazanish said, it's like Gemore. Motz amoyes mefuzorim, arei yush shaloi. Why? Even the kaimen on yosh shaloi midas lo have a yosh. Aga odom osu lemashmash bekisei bechol shor. So the mele, he was for sure miyash. They went back to Ponovich. And they stayed four bochim in four different corners. And they looked around, and for an hour no one put his hands in the pockets. I was sitting and learning, yes, Milpanovich, not, you know, putting in the pockets to check if the phone rings. Yeah, I was like, Migalant, Panovich Migalant. So we went back to the Chazanish, we were sitting for a couple of hours in the Bismedrash, no one has been mashmash b'kisei. I mean, I'm sitting and learning a pshuta. So, l'chul, l'fidem, is the Yerushalayim midas. It's been made, the aloch is Yerushalayim midas, we have a yosh, so you can't take the money. Chazanish said, "Afal piken." So he asked the Chazanish, "If the Chazanish made the Baal Shem, Baal Shem state ve'ele mishpotim, zera kodesh state ve'ele seder gulgelayo." So the Baal Shem pshat. So if a person steals, Hashem brings him back a gilgul and he gives back the money. Shala, how he gives back the money? If he decides to give a present, so he gives it as this gilgul. How it comes back as the gilgul that he owes? So like the Baal Shem, he loses money, and he's not miyash. But the halacha is that Motzah Moyes Areilu Shaloi. So the money moves from one hand to the other hand, even though the halacha it's not that, but if he psak it based, he could take it. Chazanish said, yeah, that's what Sechmei. Don't know what it means, but I heard from Shalom Bavarsky, he was there with Shas Maise, as a given. The Maise, the Gabi, the halacha, as they pass the Maise, all the poison, the halacha it's Shaloi. Chaim Scheinberg, Pichas Scheinberg says, to give it to Tzedakah. Val today people are not memashmesh, so he says the ma'aseh misafek. You know, was asking what to do. But he says the Gemara says nichle leinish the levad mitzvah b'mamoyne. So Rav Scheinberg is machmer to give it out to tzedakah. What? First, I don't know these people. Second, well, they're not called people. And the third thing is. And when you lose the money, you for sure want him to give it to Tzedakah. You don't want him to keep it. Nichli le'ovid mitzvah b'mamoyne, you're happy that we give it the money. There's a chance that he will take it. You prefer that he will give it to Tzedakah. So about the nichli le'minish le'ovid mitzvah b'mamoyne. The Gufa Shedvorim is a famous ma'isa for B'tzuk El'chonon. That was as a yid, the Talmid Chochem, that we sat and learned day and night. And he would go, once a year, he would go to the market, a lot of money, he would buy good tzchayra. And he would buy schoira, and with that schoira that he would buy, he would sell it. And he would buy schoira, and that schoira he would sell, and he would make a parnasa for the ganze yo. Every year, the whole year, 11 months he learned, 1 month he would go to make schoira, and he would make schoira. And for that, he would have what to live the ganze yo. It was Rebbetzin told him, chaval. I know what you buy. You buy these items. You could sit and learn 12 months. I will go to the Yarid. I will buy this choyro, and my husband will learn 12 months a year. Very good. So she took all the money, it was like a lot of money. She went to this choyro. She lost it. Yeah. Kids are miser. Yid found it. I hope he found so much money. So they told him, you know, this Rebbetzin lost it. So the halacha is motzah moes, even if it's a semen, if it's be'ir shurubo akum, you don't have to give back. Because we say, and on Saturday the person is miyash, because he's sure, for sure, a goy found it, and a goy will not give it back. So they told him, he said, I have 9 kids to marry. Mishua Sadin. I have a chiv to marry off my daughters. I have money that belongs to me. To be a tzaddik, Rachmanes and Alamana, Rachmanes. You have Rachmanes on my 9 daughters, Rachmanes. So I'm not allowed to give back the money. I would love to do lifnei mishur hasadin, but on the cheshbon of my kids, I'm not mechuyav to do lifnei mishur hasadin. So they took him to Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan. So they came to Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, and Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan said, "You have to give back the money." Said, "Rebbe." So Gemara, "Motzo mois beir shehuba akum," you don't have to give it back. So he said, "Yeah, but the money doesn't belong to her; it belongs to her husband." No, but he sent her to the market to buy. Litkun shartich v'leil yivusi. He didn't give her right to miyash. He doesn't know about it yet that she lost it. So he's not miyash yet. He made her a shliach. Litkun shartich v'leil yivusi. It was upside the whole world speaking on the. And the klukat of Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, and he forced them to get back the money. Yeah. So the only kasha is, why the Gemara says Motzam Moes Arei Elu Shaloi, even if it's Adam Mosi L'Mashiv B'Kisa B'Chol Shor, but maybe your lady lost it. So what we say, more ladies didn't have money, more ladies didn't go on the street. But the shayla is, how did ladies go on the street already? So could be a pealoch, you can't take the money anymore. Kids lose money, the parents don't let them to miyash. So I don't know, could be today the halacha will change. But the Velz of the Meister, Shalom Shadron brings it, bring down the Sefer from Shalom Shadron, I think is the first Meister there, as the Rebbe Reb Herschel, Afakerte Meister. The Rebbe Reb Herschel once found, one of his talmidim, one of his big talmidim, was going around to collect money for his daughter. He's been around for a couple of years. He comes to a place and he hears screaming from a house. Mamish kulesuf rokim from a house, kulesuf rokim. Okay, so he goes in and he sees a kala laying with a kala dress, fainted. They wake her up. She faints again. He says, she's a Yisrael, she's going to marry a Chassan a Yassim. And the mother, the Almona promised, it was a Parsha, Almona Lisanu, the Almona promised 500 ruble for Nadin. They came the day of the Chassan, she went to the drawer to find the money, and she stopped. The Chassan says, no money, no Chassan. The Kala hears that she faints. They pour water, she wakes up. No Chassan, she faints again. Zog the Talmud from the Rebbe Reb Herschel. I found the money. So they know to give it. Give me some money. So they say it was 200 bills of 100, 4 bills of 50, 5 bills of 20, 10 bills of 10. Says, yeah, punkach. Where is it? It's Chmai Achsani. Again to the Chasna, we'll come to the Chasna. Because everyone is ready for the Chasna. They come to the Chasana. So the Chasana says, no. Before I go down, he says, say no. So he counts, yeah, talking about all the numbers. He said, but you know, I think I deserve a cut. You know, I could have kept it. So, Chama Mishpoch Eichel, you know, 100. I'm saying, for sure, 100. No, 50. Chasana says, 1 ruble less, no Chasana. Kids, I hear, he said, I'm not giving the money. So, yala, la, das. You know, I could keep it. Irshu Rubaak, I'm saying, I should take us, I hear, kids, they chapped him, the poor guys, they took him to the Rav of the Shot, and the Rav Paskin, I'm a chutzif, a yid, it's a reparsh, a shov, a saveide, a yid asked his money, beat him up. They beat him up, they took out the money, and Chasna went, Keseida. So one of the people in the Shot went to the Rebbe of Hershel, told him, that embarrassed, chsidim. Then Gracie Talmini, look how they behave. Cut. So the Rebbe said, listen, I know my Talmud. I can't answer you exactly. I will ask him. So the Talmud comes. I'll tell you the truth, he says. I went around for 3 years to collect money from my daughter. I managed to collect 500 rubles. I walked into this place. I saw this collar fainting. I decided, I'm giving the money. He came to me, the Yitzhar, and told me, ooh, a label. You know, already 100 years in Shkiven HaZatzadik. 3 years, he collects money, you're giving it? I pushed him away. I decided, but I don't want him to know that I'm giving it. So I asked for the simonim. I went quickly to my achsanya. I changed the money that will look exactly that they will not even think that they're getting tzedakah. And so he came over to me. Not even a mark. Like even you through the story, you already forgot that he found it. Yeah? You really thought that he found it. I pushed him away. So I'm about to give the money to Yitzhak. Tells me, you're giving it? We never remember that you gave it. 500 years. And I felt I couldn't push the Yitzhak. I felt guy with the mitzvah. Guy with the kedusha. Decided I will ask for a cut. So make me bizyaynes. We know guy with the kedusha. The mitzvah will be rei l'shem shamayim. Rei l'shem shamayim. This is the emissary of Shabbos Aviv. Just as someone does a mitzvah. Shem shamayim, but forget, when someone steps on the toes of the mitzvah, he gets all nervous, yeah? Why the plaques are not big enough, yeah? Why the plaques are not big enough? Oh, Shem shamayim. I'm Kiddush Hashem, that anyone will know. Learn a ma'aseh. So I shall toss him lifnei. So I heard from Lavi once, Bishem Rashi says lifnei v'loy lifnei v'likichovim. There's a medrash lifnei v'loy lefonai. So Lavi Gdon Nevenzal, the rabbi of the old city, said over Givaldi Kivot, says, what is lifnei v'loy lefonai? Said, if a person steals the marshal, he goes to Oni in the house and he robs him. Now the Oni doesn't have what to eat. Other, he steals from the richest person. Doesn't make a difference to him. By us, it's one halacha. It's the same thing. The first person stole because he didn't have what to eat, or he had what to eat. He wanted a chepiene. It's a whole different eilat mishpat. You cause someone to lose his parnasa because of that he didn't have what to eat. I punish you, and I punish you, and I punish you. You did it for no reason, for due reason. Lefona is amre. Eina mishpata shutasim lifneim. Lifneim is this is the punishment for this, and this is the punishment for this, and you get very quickly, you pay kefal and faltik. And din shamayim, you could steal from a person and cause him tzaras, and who knows how much you will pay. Nadeiras, you will pay what you did for him. It's interesting. Rashi brings down asher tosim. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu leMoshe leital ve'al dotcho esh lemalochet beis gimel pa'amim ve'eini matriach le'avinom taime adovo asher tosim lifneihem kishulchon ha'oruch muchalecho lifnei ha'odo. Teach them properly. It's important. I don't think it'll be vomis given kidai. Asher tosim lifneihem litzroich. Don't say it once or twice. Tossim lifneim, she a bow, or there's a suge of shtoris also. No, for any mishpatim, it's the lech of the kamer. Teretz says, Choshen mishpat. People don't know Choshen mishpat. Keseder they steal. Keseder. Prison has to know. What is Choshen mishpat? The same thing, the Chofetz Chaim HaMaise, that was... They were sitting in Asifa, and someone wanted to pay, gave a paper, and the Chafetz Chaim gizokt, Medabet m'rashus. It's a paper. It's Efshar HaShavepruta. The Chafetz Chaim said, from stealing a Shavepruta, could be a born Amalach, that with one kick, he could mash me the ganze Petterburg. From Ein Kleiner, Leisigzer. You open someone else's Gemara, you tear it in a mistake, bump a safer falls, take a sitter from Yeshiva, take a bench from Yeshiva, pressing the button of the elevator for no reason, press all the buttons, yes, you know, fashinu mushfasim. You're not in Beis Yisrael, you don't know what it is, but. Come on, I'm off, what's that? Person doesn't know. It's like the Chafetz Chaim. Sel melo aveiros, gezel mekatrik berosh. Zeh shtim chazal. Lo nechtam der amabul elo ala gezel. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts. And the most simplest parsha in the Torah. You still pay. This is not a parsha. Kilayim is shver, Yevomes is shver, Shabbos is kehorim atluim b'seoro. But you know where it says, tell, not enough ones or three, that's right. Machlo is very, very close, that everyone will understand. Eila Mishpat. Kisik me have an Ivri Shishon in Yavidu Bashvi Yeitze, it's like the Pasuk Vaiter, Pasuk Vav, Pasuk Hei Vav. Vimom Arim Ha'oeved, Ohavti Es Adoini Es Ishti Ves Bonai Lo Yeitze Chofshi, והגישו ידוינו ולא אלוהים, והגישו אל הדלס אל המזוזו, ורוצה ידוינו וסעוזנו במרצע ועבוד אלו אלו. זה דרשי. ומה רואה אויזן להירוצה מכל שאר העבורים שבגוף? אומר רבי יחם בן זקה, אויזן ששומע בהר סינא, אלוהי סיגנו ובולך וגונב, תירוצה. ואם מייחר עצמו? אויזן ששומע על הר סינא, הכלי בני ישראל עבודים, והולך וקונה עוד אלי עצמו, היא תירוצה. סעיפס לא הסיגנו, אוזן ששומע לא הסיגנו, והולך תירוצה. אם הולך לעצמו, אוזן ששומע כלים בני ישראל עבודים, והולך וקונה עוד אלי עצמו, היא תירוצה. פחק בבר, תשתר כקש. When you make the רציה, after 6 years, if he decides to stay. So everyone, you can make a רציה, ששומע כלים בני ישראל עבודים, and he decided to stay. If you stole, then this is the reason you moicher. Oizin sheshama leisignay. If it's because moicher atzmo, oizin sheshama kelib neisra. Yeah, anyway, I would say everyone after 6 years that they decided to stay. So I heard from Reb Ella Bloch, the gezokt. That's what's another kasha. Why you don't make the retzia? So he said like this: in every chet, we don't punish for the chet shel lefonim. We punish for the shayvash. Now he likes his wife; his life is good. Should I have it? He wants to stay. We don't give him punishment for that. But why you came to that? The first one came because leisignoiv. Oizin sheshama leisignoiv teilech betirotza. The second one, why? Because yesterday it was over and kelib ne Yisrael avodim. So we're not punishing for now. We're punishing him for the shayvash. The Maharal says the under pshat. The Maharal says like this. Basically, he has a starker kash. Why the ganev? We don't make him a retzia. If the retzia is for the signoiv, why we don't make a retzia right away when he steals? Why you wait for 6 years and then we punish him on the retzia? So the Maharal, in the beginning we punish him, we sell him. It's the best punishment. After 6 years, he says he wants to stay. If you want to stay, so vice versa, it was not a punishment to be sold. So now we're going to say him and the Lysignev. That's when we had to say him right away with the Lysignev. But we gave him a better punishment. What was the better punishment? But if he says he wants to stay, so vice versa, it's not so bad to be mochel. But he says, Machman Aretzia. פוסק יודחס, וכי ירוב הנושים, והיקו איש ישראל, באבן ובאקרף, ולא יומוס ונופה למשקו. אם יוקום ויסר לך בחוץ על משנטוי, וניקו המקה, רק שיבטו ייתן ורפו ירפה. ומיר חזר לרן, כתרגומוי, זוג רשי, ושלם שכר לרויפה, זוג מחזל, מכאן שניתנו רשוס לרויפה לרפויס. Was a tzad that you're not allowed to be merape. Hashem gave a punishment, you're not allowed to merape. Mikan shenitno reshus la'roifa l'rapes. So, you know, our minhag is, when someone is sick, we say, refuah shleima. I heard from Ephraim Kiever. The other side we say, refuah shleima. So there's three things that we say shleima. Geulot shleima, tshuva shleima, refuah shleima. Tshuva shleima shteit in Rambam, shiyoida lo v'yidea ta'aluma shelo yoshuv l'chait hazeh. The person does a tshuva. But like the Rambam, till Kadosh Baruch Hu knows ba'oisa mokum, ba'oisa isha, ba'oisa zman, then we know it's a tshuva shleima. What is geula shleima? We get a geula with Mordechai v'Esther. We had a geula with the Chashmonaim. We're vayter and blotter. We're waiting for the geula shleima, Mashiach will come, and forever. Refuah shleim, a lot of times a person has a refuah. But you know, when the winter comes, again that bone hurts him. You know, he's springing the foot. Every time, it goes back in the same place. So which a refuah shleim, that shleim yedea ta'aluma shel yoshuv lechayitze, it's a refuah shleim. This was the first time I went to visit him. So he was sick. Then he said, what's the pshat? We say, Shabbos yim elizik v'refuah koi v'lovay. What's the pshat? Shabbos yim elizik v'refuah koi v'lovay. He said, pshat, a person is sick. But the right thing would be to daven. Slach lonu. Slach lonu refu'enu. See, people push to the Mishabeach. You know, everyone says the name, yeah? And he can say Mishabeach Haleidi. And he go to the Gabbit to say with him a name, yeah? Everyone gives the name. Why? Do tshuva. I wasn't getting to give it a nomen, no. No. But some people don't do tshuva. They just daven for the foolish lame. So the Mishabeach does not. What's to tell? If he does tshuva, I will take away the machle. But a machle can tshuva. He's just asking for refu'enu. So Hashem takes the machle and gives it in very small slices. But banished. But Shabbos, the melizoik. So maybe the machle will be not very sharp. But refu'enu will come very quick. I'm the Zogim Shad Shabbos, the melizoik, refu'enu will come. That one of the reasons that Kosh Baruch Hu makes people sick is because he wants them to daven for the refuah. But Shabbos and Melizor, you can't daven for it. It's not a Musa refuah krevelov. But Rashi himself says Shabbos and Melizor refuah krevelov. Rashi says Bischus Shabbos and Melizor b'meila refuah krevelov. So the shayla is like this: was a man, the Chazal say, "V'chiru b'noshu v'ikoy shesrayu b'evel v'igoy." Then the Yomim davar, "Im yokum v'isalach b'chutz v'mishantoy, v'nikra amake rav shifto yitoin v'rapo yirape." So Chazal learned from here: chiyuv ripui. This is chiyuv ripui. Sheves ripui. Now, on every mazik, you only pay the money that you are mazik. Here is a chiyuv ripui. Along is a chiyuv ripui. So was a ma'aseh in Bnei Brak. Two people were fighting. Shemayim. And one gave a bang to the other person, and he fell on the floor. He lost consciousness, they took him to the ambulance. They were sure he cracked his head. They made a CT, a TT, all these achim. The kid said, "I said, Baruch Hashem, everything came out clear," and he woke up. They gave him a bill, $10,000, for all the checkups. So he went to the guy that hit him, and said, "Ripui." Told him, "Ripui for what?" I never did nothing. I gave you a bang and you woke up. But you checked that your head is not broken, and then I have to pay. So they went to the basement at Bnei Brak, and the basement passed it that he has to pay. So I met Rabbi Powalski, and he told me, basement should get loaning. It's not called rip. It's not called rip. I said, it's not rip. So I asked him, Shem Zalman Erbach. Shem Zalman Erbach told me that you have to pay it. The Shaila is, Rebbe Lubavitcher asked the Kasha, what would it be if a person takes two cups and he puts poison inside one of them and he mixes them very quick and he gives you to drink one of them? Now you think maybe you poison, so you go to the hospital, you made blood check, blood tests, you're talking not sick. You have to pay ripui. About a nish. How much you said someone shoots you with an ear gun, you know, you feel the blood. You run to the hospital, they tell you, "Segment garnish." He has to pay ripui. Shem Zalman Erbach said that he has to pay. He bring a guy from Sugya, but become a daf lamed gimel. Not the mokim, not to go in. But it's a big shayla taki. If ripui is mechayev, the Gezel Rav said, told me maybe refuas hanefesh. So refuas hanefesh, maybe you'll have to pay. But I heard from Shem Zalman Erbach, he said, we say, that the Chasam Sefer said over once, he was sitting with his Talmidim, and someone came and asked him, why are we saying Refu'enu, Roife Choyle Amo Yisrael? Kodesh Baruch Hu is Merape, not only Choyle Amo Yisrael, it's Merape Alegoy. Why are we saying Roife Choyle Amo Yisrael? So the Chasam Sefer answered him, we say in the morning, Roife Chol Basom Lafli Lassus. So he said, so now ask me, so what is the talents? So Chasam Sefer told him that by a goy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is never merapeh him when he's sick. When he deserves to get punished, till when it finishes. Kadosh Baruch Hu recognizes that he knows the hospitals, so he makes the machlo lefi the hospitals in America. Yeah. But a yid, even when he's sick sometimes, if he davens, Hashem is merapeh. So it's roif echoyle is amo Yisrael. Roif echol basur mafli la'asoyis. But the choyle is only roif echoyle amo Yisrael. When the yidim went out, so the Talmidim told him, Rebbe, okay, this is the teretz for the sheigets. It wasn't the emes of teretz. Chasam Sefer said, the Gemara zog, that the Boshtem Refo'enu, why Refo'enu was nitka v'broch ha-shminis, keneged milo shenitna v'shmini. Man, it doesn't get it's only the Klal Yisrael. The Birkas Refa'inu was connected Mila Shenitna Bashmini. So the Pesach goes weiter, V'chi yinotzu anoshim, v'nokfu isha horo, v'yotzu yilodeo, v'lo yosei, onesh yonesh, kasher yoshis olof balo isha, v'nosan biflili. So Rashi, al pi adayoni. Pesach chob beis, let me say. V'chi yinotzu anoshim, v'nokfu isha horo, v'yotzu yilodeo, ולא יעשין עונש יעונש כאשר ייתן בעל האישו ונוסן בפלילים על פי הדיון. זה מאוד נזח. The whole parashas I'm perfected with Skirov. The whole parashas משפטים you give לפי בייסדין. ונוסן בפלילים? The whole parashas ונוסן בפלילים. תבוס דו שתי ונוסן בפלילים. So Skirov said, גבר דגנלש, אין לזה פשט. He said, look in the beginning of the pasuk. חינוצו אנושים ונוקפו אישו אורו ויוצו ילדר. Velo yiyehosa. The Gemara, everyone knows the Gemara. We learned it in Ksuvos. Listen, you learned it. Ho yiyehosa. If the isha dies, the aloches kim lebed ravimne, right? Aloches kim lebed ravimne. So here we learn the aloches kim lebed ravimne. So look how the pasuk says. If you hear the isha, v'yotzi l'deo velo yiyehosa, and the wife doesn't die, then v'nosan biplili. What if she dies? You potu, but you're not potu b'de shumayim. You're only potu b'de odom. So this is lashon ha-posuk. Ve'lo yiyeh osoin ve'nosan b'plilim. Ho yiyeh osoin, lo yiyeh b'plilim. But lo yiyeh b'plilim, he will give. Because lo tzeh shumayim yimchuyeh b'kim d'ram b'nei. Ere b'skirov gizok. Zog de posuk chavov. V'chiyake ish es ein avdoi. או אס אין עמוסוי ושיחסו לחופשי ישלחנו תחס אינוי. ואם שן עבדו ישן עמוסוי אפי לחופשי ישלחנו תחס שינוי. אז רבי יעקב קמינצקי, so I was asked when I was in America, when I was a kid, he would fahar, נוסח בברוכס, he would ask people the שאלה, why would you take out a שן of the עבד, the עבד is יויצא לחיוס? It's a punishment to the other that he was not careful, or it's a payment to the Evan that he lost his tilt. I will explain what I mean. When you break someone's window, why are you paying? It's not a punishment, it's a payment. Gans Babikam is payment, it's not punishment. Kefil is punishment. But Babikam is a payment. You took off Shein Avdei Ve'einam Osoi, you Chofshi Yeshalchenu. Why? It's a punishment to you that you were not careful, or it's a payment to the Evan that he lost his eye, he lost his tooth. This was the kasha of Yankim Kamenetsky with us. And the answer that he expected is the Gemara in Brochus Daf Hei. The Gemara says, Ashri ish, asher yasrenu ko, umetoyroscho telamdenu. You only when he gets in the Brochus, not we only in Brochus. What? Daf Hei? No. So what is the
rest? The
start. The start. Okay.
Nine.
You're holding already in the Zayin. Ches. So the Amr Elam Brochus, I was going to tell you. Line. But, so it says, Ashri isha toshti asrenu ko, miteroscho telamdenu. Al tikri telamdenu, alo telamdenu. Dover ze miteroscho lomadnu. Uma ashen v'ayim shem roshi evorim shel evet. Evet yoitze b'hem lechayus. איסורים שבמרקים כל גופי של אודם על החס כמה וכמה אשר איש אשר תיאסרנו קור מתירוסכו תלמדנו אל תקר תלמדנו אלא תלמדנו דבר זה מתירוסכו למדנו מה בריס מהם מה של ועין שהם ראש יבורים של עבד עבד יעיץ ומחיריס איסורים שממרקים כל אבינו איסוף של אודם על החס כמה וכמה אידוך מדוע מסז נמה בריס במלח ונמה בריס באיסורים מה מלח ממרקס הבוסור אף איסורים, את הרוסחו למדנו, מה המלך במרקס הבוסר, אף איסורים, ומרקים כל הבנויסו של אודו. זה שטו שיטס, שבו מינו איסורים ובחפרים. בואו מנדאום אבו לרן, אשר איש, כמו זה, זה איסורים ובחפרים. אחד מנדאום אבו לרן, אשר איש את יעשו לגום נרוסו תלמדנו, אל תקר תלמדנו, תלמדנו, דו בזה למדנו כל בוחרים המשן ועין. מה שן ועין שהם ראש יבורים, אבן יצו ומחיריס, איסורים שמרקים כל הבנויסו של אודו, הלחס כמה וכמה. אז מנדאום אבו לרן, בריס ומלך. נאמר בריס במלח ונאמר בריס באיסורים. מה המלח? אמר רגיס הבוסו, אף איסורים למרקים. זה סתם, אפילו בוסו ביאנקה לגלינסקי, בוסו נפקימין את עצמי, לטו מיימלס. אז לפי פריסמן דו אמר, זה זה בישן ועין, לגמור עושה, זה עד שיחה ונשחסו. If you took out of the mistake, so he says, if the person doesn't have good kavonis when he gets the איסורים, it's not ממרק כל הבנסו של אודו. Second, מנאמר learns it from salt. If the salt is poured on the meat, it's ממרק the בוסו, on kavonis, mit kavonis. זאת אומרת, זה חיסור עם המחפר, מיד כבון לאון כבון. רבי ינקב סד, את ארץ, כלבוכים המשן ועין. מה שן ועין, עוד אמי יצא לחייר, הוא סיסור עם כלבוכים. I want to ask you a shy effect, רבי ינקב. If it's a punishment that the old man, he was not careful, so what we say? If the old man is not careful, he has to משחר דה, וזה כביוח, דה ריבני של אילון. What is the כלבוכים? If it's a payment, זה סבי גשמק. If when the Odin takes out the toot, he has to pay us to be free. Freedom. This is the payment. Isurim shememarkim kol gufi shel Odin. For sure, Kodesh Baruch will make us free from all of the avayos. But if it's because the Odin was not careful, there's no shaychus. Let's give an arrival from Rebbe Kamenetsky. I remember when I was younger, I went to Reb Chaim Kreisler, and he was firing someone about Bekaneh. So, you know, we had a piece of shaykhis. So I told Reb Chaim, I could forhear the Rav. It's a new try. He said, Shen v'ayin. It's a payment or it's a punishment? He said, this is the easy one, brochus hey. But let's give a defkiyas from Reb Chaim. This was the easy one, he said, brochus daf hey. Zog the posuk weiter. Perek Chof Beis. פסוק חוף א' כל אלמונו ויוסם לא יסענו כי אם אנא סענו איסוי כי אם צורק איצה אליי שומע אשמע צעקוסי וחור אפי והורגתי אסכם בחרב וינשיכם אלמונו איסו בניכם יסעים איזה שיילה The Shevet HaKehosi, really, the Diamond Bells, class the Shaila. The Laf and Kol Almona V'yosem Lisanu. What if she remarries? Blives the Yisur or not? Yosem Shtet when he becomes a Godu, or is Yosem? What happens if the Almona remarries? Is the Yisur for the Almona Lisanu or not? So in Leket Yosha, so I said with Chaim Kanievsky, the Shaila, told me for sure if she gets married, it's Oy Salmona. Shaila, in Leket Yosha, it's the Talmud of the Tumas Hadeshen, shteit, hoyo nizar me'oid bekvoid ishtoi, she'almona neso. So I asked my father, Lord Avram Gurbit, so he said also like Chaim Kanievsky. So I asked him, b'chom arayim for the Leket Yosha, he said, he don't understand pshat. Why, what is the pshat? Why almona shteit that is allowed? So Rashi, she doesn't have who to complain to. So the male, if she gets married, she has a husband. If the new husband doesn't treat her nice, she says, oh yeah, I'm missing my old husband. So when the husband is mitzayer her, he's weiter over a normal person, she has a husband already. But if the second marriage doesn't go, so she misses the first marriage. As a famous maestro in Chasim Sefer, this is Be'etzim, the richtige Ashkofet, it's glad to know it, Alamol. One of the rich people in Prishburg had a house. And Almana was renting that house. She didn't pay rent. So that rich person in Prishburg told the lady, you know, at the end of the month, you owe me $30,000, you have to leave. So she went to cry to the Chasim Sefer. So Chasim Sefer Chof Beis, that's in Chofar. So Chasim Sefer told her, listen, if you throw her out, I'm putting up tzetlach in the whole shtot against you. So that rich person told Chasim Sefer, first thing is, we're rich, Chasim Sefer was very rich. Torah v'Kedushin Boker Nachum. So, we have money to save. You want to go half-half, I'm asking. But why I have to pay the whole almana? She didn't pay me rent. Now I'm a person in Peshbul, you're a person in Peshbul. You say she's an almana, you want the rich people to support her, we'll go 50-50. But why I have to pay the whole thing? Chasim Sefer told him, shteit in the Gemara, almana man mesamcha. Moses says, v'samachta mechagecho, v'ishtecho, almana man mesamcha, who's mesamech the almana? So the Gemara b'shruya etzlo. The one she's living by, he has to mesamech hayantav. For like the why? The Tanya says, the mitzvah fell in your hand. Chasim Sefer told him, the almana is renting from you, and you have enough money for rent, you're not allowed to throw her out. It's your mitzvah. It's your chiyuv. It's a famous maase that a person wanted Rabbi Yisrael Salanter to come to eat for him for Shabbos. So Rabbi Yisrael asked him, I want to know, you know, what is the matzav in your house? You know, he said, you don't understand out Sforim, you know, Shas, five Shasim, everything kosher. It must be the essence. He says, you don't understand. Remember Yen Talmid Chochem that died? His almana. She's the cook with me. Mamish, I'm a Sameach almana. She knows the kashrus, halachas, like Yen Talmid Chochem. Rebbe, you could come to eat. A little Shabbos, you know, we prav her tish, we sing. Rabbi Sol said, he's asking to come with one condition. The meal has to be a short meal. Is that it? It's worth it. Kids have to come, they have a whole Suda. Mamash HaKadmissol rushed the Suda even more, it was Mamash HaKadmissol Shalosh. The kids are rising at the end of the meal, the Balabas says, no, Rebbe, you saw Mamash Alts, Nishgiven Dvorim Betele, Nishgiven the Loshinore, Palatins Gornish, yeah? Why you rush the meal, you know? Mamash, was Div Retele Noitzitzim here. So I told him, I'll tell you soon. But first I want this to call the cook to apologize that, you know, the maize because of me it was much fancier food today, she had to do much more. I want to apologize to the almana. So I called the almana, you know, Rabbi Yisrael wants to apologize. She tells him, Rebbe, come every week. You know, every week I stay until 12 o'clock. Now I'm going home, I can learn with my little Yosemite. So Rabbi Yisrael told him, now you hear why I wanted him to cut the meal. Call almana leisam. You think you're a tzaddik? You're giving her a parnasa? Doesn't make a difference if you're giving it up on us or not. So let me show you if you're giving it up on us. She stays there every night. Almana Lissam. It's like Pasuk Lamed. The Anshe Kodesh Tiuli, Bosso Basode Treifo Lissoichlu, Lakelev Tashlichu Lissam. So the daskein, we know Chazal say that because leyechatz kelev leshoinoi, that's what Rashi brings down. Amar lelam docha akosu b'shenei kodesh baruch hu mekapeach schar kol berye, shem lechob me Yisrael leyechatz kelev leshoinoi, amar kodesh baruch hu ten leyschore. The daskein, he says, ha'am berezach. Me'achar she'akelev mosar nafshei al atreifo, k'shebo azev letorfo, bedarech kalal the dogs are the one that look after the sheep, so the wolf will not eat him. So a kolas atoyv to the dog, you have to give it. Why? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zokta wants to teach us the midah of a kolas atoyv. So while dogs are the ones that are shomer for the treifa, so the treifa HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to give to the dog. It's bewusst. The Welt says, it's famous, that once a person, he would ask his Rav all the Shailas. Then he stopped to ask his Rav the Shailas. A month, 2 months, 3 months, 5 months, after 6 months it came again. So the Rav asked him, Nishkiden Treifes for 5-6 months? It's a famous Shechet. 5-6 months didn't come. Nishkiden Shailas, Nishkiden Treifes 5-6 months? So now I'll tell you what happened. I have been me a maskil. Tell me what I have to every time go to the shtot to ask the Rav if the chicken is straight for not. I put it in front of the dog. If he eats it, I know it's a treifa. If not, I know it's kosher. Fucking the Rav, so what happened now? So my dog became a machbir. So I think the Rav is correct. That's the Alan Nayyid. They find new Rabbeim. They find a Rav that fits to them. The Rebbe that they know gives them Musa. The Rebbe that they know Manzer. Come in time to be, so they find new Rabbeim. Till then in life, Pitam Zalom Mistadar. Come back to the Alter Rebbe. But then it's too late. She can get some treifas. The scroll would sit over every time. And yet, it's a matter of time. It doesn't fit him. Find a new Rav. Till when he gets in a mess. We'll stop it.